So an interesting talk not too long ago with Professor Ruben Pillay from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and his chief innovation office there. And he was talking about, you know, technology and how technology can aid diagnosis. And the one point he made is that medicine is not practiced as a science. It's practiced as an art. And if you have one ailment that four doctors look at, you'll find, you know, differing diagnoses in a lot of instances. But what happens if a misdiagnosis costs you quite a lot? What are your rights? So, Professor Sylvester Chima, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Good morning to your listeners.
Would you agree that medicine is not is more of an art than a science when it comes to diagnosing what's wrong with people?
It is both a science and an art. The art is to be able to apply the techniques, you know, the art of diagnosis, and the science of it is to be able to apply the scientific methods that are necessary for you to be able to make accurate diagnosis. To go to where we want to go in terms of diagnosis, there are certain things that as a healthcare professional, it's not only doctors, but a healthcare professional, if you are qualified and certified, and it says you have got your certificate, not only your certificate, but then you have been registered by the professional organization, and it doesn't matter whether it's in the United States or in South Africa or in anywhere in Africa. The idea is that there are certain standards that are expected of a qualified and registered healthcare professional. And one of those standards is that there are certain, for example, if you go to the idea of diagnosis, there are certain things you are not allowed to miss, because you are certified that you should be able to recognize this particular situation that something went wrong. Therefore, that is considered to be the standard of care. Now, if a healthcare professional or a medical doctor, for example, then falls below that expected standard of a qualified registered healthcare professional and doesn't diagnose that thing, then in that case it's considered to be negligent practice. And that means that the person is falling below the standard of care. Yes.
Well, on the one case, and I just want you just to listen to this audio very quickly. We've got a bit of audio of a call that came in. I just want you to listen to it very briefly and tell me what you think.
It's a comment on systemic failure. A woman who works for me, and she's worked for me for many years, woke up on the 12th of February with partial paralysis in her right hand, her arm, and went blind on the same side of her face in her right eye, and had numbness in her cheek. So, you know, obviously I told her to leave work immediately and get to a hospital as soon as possible. She was forced to stand in line all day at Khayelitsha Hospital, and I understand this is what it is. But she was told that she had arthritis and possibly a cataract. So it was quite clearly not the case. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I've got no medical background. But it's quite easy to understand that that cannot be arthritis just out of the blue. So we would pretty much determine that this is a minor stroke or a TIA, as they refer to it. And obviously this is, one can expect this to precede a serious stroke, a major stroke. So I really pushed and did everything I could to try and get the family and her to go to Somerset Hospital, because I know there's a lot less traffic.
Now, we're going to cut that short, Professor. Bottom line is, they ended up taking her, and she got a bigger stroke and was left paralyzed. Very quickly, what rights would someone like that have?
Well, this morning I was actually reviewing this matter, and there are two issues here. One is the issue of the hospital. Okay? So if the person who is complaining has a problem with the hospital care that was provided, then they have a recourse to the Office of Healthcare Standards Complaint, which is a new office that was established sometime last year. It's called the OHHC, established in terms of the National Health Establishments Act of 2013, where they can bring the hospital bring complaints against the hospital for not meeting up to the expected standards. And those standards that are expected of a hospital, for example, would include issues, for example, like triage. You know, it's not essentially a diagnosis. It's more about a triage. You know, that was to identify that this
what the problem is
an emergency situation that requires urgent care or, you know, to refer the person then to the right hospital. That would be a complaint against the hospital. If the person now,
We have to wrap because it's time for news. So I'm just going to ask you to wrap the final point.
Okay. The other point is that if it's a complaint against a healthcare professional themselves that missed the diagnosis, then that should be reported to the Healthcare Professionals Council, HPCSA, in South Africa.
But I would also suggest then, Professor, that people go and see a lawyer as far as that is concerned as well. But Professor Sylvester Chima, thank you for your time.